B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, April.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
Well, okay. So I would love to know what's going on with this guy, Chris. We met at the club. All of a sudden, he just kind of started not responding. And I'm not a desperate person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a desperate girl. But, like, it just seemed really crazy for it to go so hot.
You're confused. Then, you like, want to know what it is.
Yeah, like ice cold. I don't know what's going on. He's not responding to my text anymore. I don't really know what I'm doing wrong.
So you technically, you want a date with him, because the other thing really wasn't a date. So you're looking kind of for a first type of date. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. We were sweaty on the dance floor. It's not like we were actually getting to know each other, and I like to get to know him.
Every time you say sweaty, I'm just picturing him sobering up and looking you up on Facebook and being like, oh my God, what the hell is that?
Be nice to me. Fine, I promise.
But, you know, we'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th. All right, we just spoke to April. She's looking for this guy, Chris, looking for, basically for a first date with him, because they met at a club, they danced their asses off, and they kind of exchanged numbers and were planning on doing a date, but Chris kind of fell off the planet since then, so... I don't know. We'll just see. Let's see, first of all, if this is actually his actual number.
What we call right?
April, stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. Please don't hang up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. It's the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And so the reason we're calling you is we got your phone number from a girl who would love to take you out on a date. And we will pay for the date, and we'll let you choose the date. So basically, it's a win-win-win situation. I'm going to tell you the girl's name. If you say yes, we'll let you pick the place, the date, the time to go on a date. We'll pay for everything, so you don't have to worry about paying. You can eat and drink your ass off if you want. You know who she is, and she says you have a chemistry.
Okay, it's like a prank, or what's going on here?
No. This, like I said, I'm going to tell you this girl's name, and if you say yes, you just let us know whenever you're free for a nice date. Let us know what restaurant you'd like to go to, and we'll pay for everything. We'll reserve it. Do you want to hear her name?
Yeah.
Okay, it's April.
You say April?
April, yes. Yep.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Who
is she?
So she's a little weirded out because she said you guys had a good time dancing, but since then she thought that you'd get together perhaps in a morning or afternoon setting, not just in a club dancing.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm already going out with a girl. So I just started seeing this girl, Stacy, not too long ago, and she just is crazy with these trust issues, right? So Stacy's best friend is April.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Stacy do? Stacy sends April to me to be like some kind of spy to see if I'm going to cheat on her.
What?
Yes. She's crazy. She's always trying to go through my phone. She's always trying to go through my emails and stuff. Never, ever trust me. Okay? So I'm just at the club. I'm blowing off some steam. Whatever. This girl, April, comes up, who she thinks I don't know, even though she's in all of her photos. So I'm like, this girl looks kind of familiar. Whatever, okay? Up and down Instagram.
Hold on a second. So she didn't even, like, try and disguise it? She just sent her best friend, hoping that you wouldn't realize who it was, to hit on you?
Correct.
What?
Like, I'm some idiot. And, like, the friend is, like, she's not a good actress. Okay? Yeah. She's not a good actress. She's, like, laying it on. It's not a porno. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, my whatever God. You're doing.
I'm not that funny.
You're like, I'm not that irresistible.
Well, listen, right. I mean, if you want to tell her, before you say anything that you might regret, you could just tell her face-to-face because April's on the phone. April.
Oh, my God.
So I find it very interesting that Chris would be so offended by the possibility that anyone would think he would cheat when he has been so shady. Why did she show up at your place last Tuesday and she was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I'm here. I'm in the neighborhood. And you were like, oh, I can't come down. Like, it's not a good time. Like, and then you don't respond to her text. And then what was that, like, shady business where you were like, like hanging out with your coworker and going and getting drinks with a bunch of your friends after, and then you said you would connect with her, and then you didn't?
Hold the phone. Hold on. First of all, it's f***ed up that you're just using us to try and help out your stupid friend. But second of all, if this f***ing dude just wants to hang out and play Xbox all day in his house, naked, holding on to his d***, let him.
Well, then you just be honest and say, hey, I'm a loser sitting on my Xbox all day. I don't have time to actually take you out. Like, maybe be a little honest with her then, if that's your situation.
Jesus.
What am I supposed to do? Hang out every single minute of every single day?
Dude, run. Run.
Yo, man. Listen. Okay, hold on. I'm supposed to ask Chris if he wants another date with April. I'm just going to ask you. I know what the answer is, but would you like another, or would you like a date with April?
Let me think about that one for a second. No.
Okay. And listen, I don't want to tell you what to do, but you might want to tread lightly as far as your relationship progressing with Stacey.
Monday on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
I know that a pet could make or break a relationship, but damn, on Monday, that little cliche gets taken to the next level. So listen, laugh, and learn with the Second Date Update on the 10th with your Get a Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.